Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where love doesn't always end when life does, and sometimes grief learns how to use a phone. Tonight's story follows a woman who thought she had escaped her past, until her past started calling her back. This is The Call from the Empty House. Rachel Morgan had not driven down Cedar Lane in 3 years. Not since the day she stood on the porch with a police officer beside her, staring at the front door while her neighbors whispered from behind their curtains. Not since she'd gathered a few clothes, her mother's cookbook, and a stack of photographs she still couldn't look at. After that, she locked the door. And she never returned. The house remained empty. A sealed memory. A place she promised herself she would never reopen. Then one night, it called her. It was Sunday. 1:12 a.m. Rachel had been half asleep, tangled in blankets, when her phone vibrated on the nightstand. The screen glowed suddenly in the dark. Unknown number. She stared at it, heart pounding. Who calls at this hour? She answered. Hello. At first, there was only static. A soft crackle, like wind through old wires. Then, Ratch. Her breath stopped. That nickname hadn't been spoken in years. Mom, she whispered. The line went dead. Rachel lay awake until morning, replaying the sound in her head. The way the voice had softened around her name. The slight catch in her mother's breath. It had been perfect. Too perfect. She told herself it was a prank. A cruel coincidence. Someone using old recordings. But 2 nights later, at 1:12 a.m., the phone rang again. This time, she recognized the voice immediately. Did you eat, sweetheart? Her father. Gentle.
Familiar.
The way he always sounded when he worried. Rachel slid down the wall, sobbing. You're gone, she whispered. You can't call me. We're still here, he replied quietly. She contacted the phone company the next day. They traced the calls. Origin, Cedar Lane, landline. Her parents' house. A house with no electricity. No phone service.
No equipment.
Rachel felt sick. That afternoon, she drove there. The house looked smaller than she remembered. Sadder. Paint peeling. Lawn swallowed by weeds. Windows coated in dust. She unlocked the door with the same key. It still fit. Inside, time had stopped. Furniture covered in sheets. Her mother's coat still hanging by the door. A calendar frozen on March, 3 years ago. Rachel walked slowly through each room, touching familiar things like relics. Mom, she whispered. Nothing answered. The calls continued. Every 2 nights. Then every night. Always at 1:12. They spoke gently. They remembered birthdays. Inside jokes. Arguments. Childhood fears. Things no stranger could know. Do you remember when you broke the vase? Her mother laughed once. You cried for an hour, her father added. Rachel laughed too. And then cried. Soon, Rachel began rearranging her evenings around the calls. She stayed home. She waited. She counted minutes. At 1:11, her heart would start racing. At 1:12, relief would wash over her. They told her they missed her. They told her the house felt cold. You don't visit anymore, her mother said one night. I can't, Rachel whispered. It hurts too much. A pause. Then softly. Come home. The words followed her everywhere. Come home. Come home. Come home. She dreamed of her parents sitting at the kitchen table, waiting. Smiling. Watching the door. One night, her mother said, We left something for you in your room. What? Rachel asked. A surprise, her father replied. Come see. Rachel didn't tell anyone she was going. At 11:40 p.m., she drove to Cedar Lane. The house looked different. Lights glowed behind the curtains. Warm. Inviting. Her phone buzzed. Incoming call. She answered as she stepped onto the porch. We're here, her mother said. Where? Rachel whispered. In your room. The door opened easily. Inside, the air was warm. The house looked restored.
No dust. No seats. No dica.
Her childhood bedroom glowed softly. She walked down the hallway. Each step echoed strangely. Inside her room, everything was perfect. Posters, bedspread, desk lamp, and sitting on her bed. Her parents, smiling, too still, too symmetrical. "Come sit," her father said. Rachel stepped closer. The light flickered. Their faces rippled, like reflections in water. Her mother's smile stretched. "You waited too long," she whispered. The walls pulsed. The room hummed. Shadows reached. Rachel screamed and ran. She barely made it out. The house behind her went dark. Silent. Dead again. Rachel never answered another unknown call. She changed numbers. She moved cities. She avoided old roads. But sometimes, at 1:12 a.m., her phone lights up without sound. No number.
No voicemail.
Just a silent message. Missed call, home. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some homes keep your memories. Some keep your voice. And some want you back forever.